This is MNN.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning. This is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to celebrate creating, share some stories, and hopefully inspire you to enter your imagination this week. I'm going to open up with a song. I'm like thrilled beyond belief that this is happening. Meredith Fierke is sitting here, and so is Jessica Prill. They're both going to be on the show today, and Meredith dropped off a CD for us to listen to. So this is my first time hearing this tune as well. And I suppose I could turn on your mic, Meredith. You can tell me, is this from the upcoming album?
Yes, so it's called Graceful Exit.
Graceful. Oh, what a great title. And what a good thing, because we're making transitions, right,
yeah,
at this time
absolutely.
Of year. So, folks, this is Graceful Exit from Meredith and the McKinstrys on Art Zany Radio.
Shame on you.
exit. Your whole damn world just fell apart. Hold your hands out, reach for nothing. Trying to find your way back in the dark.
Thank you, Meredith, for bringing this song in. That, again, was Graceful Exit by Meredith and the McKinstrys. That is a preview, right, of what's upcoming sometime in the future.
It's coming soon. I just realized how dark it was for the morning, so sorry about that.
No, it's a lovely, and it's, you know what's the most amazing part is to be able to hear your voice again.
Oh,
and
thank you.
To be able to know and to know that you're out there making an album again, and it's just so exciting because I just
thank you.
Love, I think that, you know, you have a really original, you know, like it, you know, it's Meredith singing when you hear your voice, and that's a really incredible thing.
That's a very great compliment to get. So thank you.
You're very welcome. I can remember when you were here for the release of your first album, which was, you know, a few years ago, and you know, just to see how you've come through the years and to, you know, share that is just, it's one of the reasons I love doing Art Zany Radio, because I get to see people as they go through their careers.
Evolution.
Right. Yeah. Evolution is the perfect word. And so I think we'll just start with that. I'm going to skip the, but it's that community that we build that really makes me love doing this show. And so folks, this is Art Zany Radio. Today we are talking about, we've got two big events to promote. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to share with you both events. First, as you mentioned, Meredith Fiocchi is here and Jessica Prill is here from Fleur de Lis.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is also a big transition time for you too.
Yeah, it is.
Because this is the grand opening of the gallery in your new space.
New space. Awesome new space. Yeah, beautiful.
It's down in Faribault, and we're here to talk about that grand opening. And then for the second half of the show, I'm going to have the fabulous Sue Hummes-Knopf, and she'll hopefully tell me if I'm pronouncing that correctly. That's one of those names that I stumble on, which if you listen to Art Zany Radio, that happens all the time. I do my best, but sometimes my brain just can't quite get there. But we are going to be talking about the Lakeville Art Festival, which is upcoming on September 15th and 16th. So that'll be the second half of the show. And I was thinking about you, Jessica, because you were here in Northfield with Ooh La La, which was a retail store.
Yeah.
And since then, you know, you've gone through lots of life changes.
Yeah.
And now you're a gallery owner. And I was curious about how you are thinking about retail versus gallery and what, you know, if you ever imagined that you'd be doing a gallery after having retail.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would probably be a complicated answer. Once you've had your own retail shop. Do you want to do that again? Yeah, I think that
I'm thinking
retail.
More of the evolution.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a very comfortable transition. And I think I'm bringing what I learned in retail to a space or, you know, kind of a place that doesn't have a reputation for being an inviting, friendly experience. I mean, I think some people are very threatened by
the gallery
experience. So, you know, we're an art gallery, but you know, I want everyone. I don't want just people that are looking to collect art. You know, I want people that just love beautiful things, love seeing handmade things, love talking about art. Maybe they make stuff and they don't necessarily want to sell it, but they want to show it to someone. I love to see it. I don't care if it's like, I just drew this stick person on a napkin. I'm like, you know, have you seen some of Picasso's work? You know, it's all art to me. So that's kind of what I want to have my space be about.
I think the space definitely has that feel too, because you're including so many different artists and so many different kinds of people who, and you're giving people opportunities.
Yeah, I've got a 16-year-old that just dropped off these colored pencil pieces that you would swear are photographs. They're incredible. And she's never had her art up or, you know, and she just was like, well, I don't know. Do you think I could sell them? And I was like, yeah, Hallmark just called.
and that's phenomenal. And people are probably wondering, okay, so Meredith is here and Jessica's here. And how does that mix? So do you want to tell, who wants to tell about the grand opening events?
Well, Jess came to my door one day, like 4 years ago, and was like, we're going to be friends. And I said, okay. So we've been working on stuff ever since. So Jess and I have been kind of...
And it's more like 6 years, but carry on.
Has it been six?
We're old.
So Jess is opening a gallery, and I'm going to play a little show at her gallery opening in celebration. And that's where we connect for this event.
Mm-hmm. And the McKinstries will be joining you.
And yep, I should mention Dylan is coming back to Northfield just for a few days to play the show. So that's really exciting. And then of course, Steve will be there. Not to downplay Steve. He's amazing.
Absolutely.
But so we'll be playing some of our new stuff and some of our old stuff. And it's just going to be fun.
In a beautiful space. I've got the front half of our gallery is all the art that's for sale. And then in the back, I've got this beautiful big open room, and that's, the sound is going to be beautiful in there. And I've kind of changed out the lighting, so it's going to be really kind of like walking into a little world. And
we should tell people that grand opening, get the date on, you know, that's Friday, the 14th of September.
Yep, from 5 to 9.
So you can come, and it's like an open house, mm-hmm. and then Meredith and the McKinstries will be there at 7:30.
Yep, we're going to start our show at 7:30. Yep.
So you can come for any or all of mm-hmm. that time. And I'm just so excited for you, because people may not know the story of how Fleur-de-Lis started.
Yeah.
It's kind of a great story.
We started as a pop-up shop. I had my daughter, and so I had to quit my job, and I was getting antsy, and I looked over at this empty space, and I thought, you know, it was downtown Faribault, and I'm just drinking my coffee, and the bug hit me, and I was like, I'm going to open a store, because what do you do when you have a three-month-old? So I did that for the holiday season. I grabbed 10 people, and I was like, let's do this, and in 2 weeks, we had a little shop. And then all year long, everyone was like, are you going to do it again? Are you going to do it again? And so the next year, I got 20 artists together, and we got into a different space. And the guy that owned the space said, you know, why don't we get you in a better space than this kind of rickety old building that I'm giving you for a really good price, and just stay open? So I, you know, thought, well, what's the harm in giving that a shot? So he got us into this beautiful old building that has original ceilings, brick walls, wood floors, big open windows. It's just incredible. Mm. And the artwork mm-hmm. shines, and it just feels good in there.
Yeah.
And we should tell people the address. That's 219?
Yep, 219 Central Avenue, across from like the antique store.
And it's right downtown.
Right downtown.
Faribault.
It's just one of those crazy, amazing, beautiful spaces that is hidden in a little nice town.
Yeah, and so much is happening in Faribault. I think the last time you were here was for in June for some of the Faribault art nights. I forget that.
Yep, they had the car crawl or the car cruise that they do, and they had an art crawl that they do, and there's like a... Oh, I'm blanking on all the wordage, but
there's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening. There's so many things happening.
And I think that's it's really coming to life, and there's a mm-hmm. vibrancy, and that's mm-hmm. what you're going to be a part of. And what kind of art can people expect, or you know, what kind of items, you know, will you have?
Oh, I've got pottery. I've got clothing. I've got jewelry. I have paintings. I mean, if you need, I've got little robots. I've got leather. I have 50 artists.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know there were that many.
Yeah, I really get more. Every week somebody comes in and says, can I be in your store? And most of the time I say yes.
That's excellent. And that is, you know, a great it's a great space to have that opportunity to be able to, mm-hmm. you know, show your art and to have that gallery experience for yeah. people. And I love what you said earlier about, you know, people just want, you know, you love people that love to create and to mm-hmm. share and have those conversations. And I imagine you are a great inspirer.
Oh, thank you.
Because I think that you've always had that just great spirit of, you know, embracing your imagination.
Thank you. And I've been lucky to be surrounded by so many creative people. So I definitely wouldn't be doing this by myself.
And that is what you're going to be celebrating. Again, that's Friday, the 14th of September from 5 to 9 down at Fleur-de-Lis Gallery. Tell me about the name.
Well, Fleur-de-Lis is the symbol of Faribault. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I guess it was started by one of the people that owned the woolen mill back in the day. And the town has French origins. So they grabbed that symbol. And I thought, well, as I was trying to come up with a name, I thought, how could I like make it tie to Faribault? Because mm-hmm. I love kind of when people grab onto their little community and mm-hmm. make it about that. And so I thought Fleur-de-Lis Gallery. Wow, that just sounds cool. So mm-hmm.
And here it is. I was thinking, because Ooh La La has that French.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I'm not French, not even for a second. So I tried to take French and it didn't work out.
I thought there was something in you that no. Wanted to honor that, but that makes perfect
Maybe
sense.
Maybe in a past life.
Right. And your beautiful logo has, instead of the flower, it's a paintbrush. Uh-huh. And then the calligraphy tip on the other side, which mm-hmm. I think is such a great thing. Who Thanks. Should who is the artist?
I am the artist.
Oh, of course. It's gorgeous.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's really exciting. And this new adventure, what are you most excited about?
You know, I think just becoming a part of this community in Faribault and helping kind of be a cheerleader for a town that has had some, you know, it's been down on itself, I think, and it's trying to kind of freshen up and get people interested in coming down there. And, you know, being on the front lines of that has been awesome. And using art to do that, I mean, you know, who doesn't want to go to an art gallery and hang out around pretty things and come away with an experience that makes them want to come back and feel welcome there?
Yeah. That's a great awesome. Thing. Yeah. And Meredith, you'll be there as part of the celebration too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For the music, folks may wonder what, you know, tell us about your story since the last time you were on Art Zany Radio was quite a while ago.
I've been working a lot on video pieces that go along with the music. So that's another passion of mine, I guess, is the visual, you know, and just trying to communicate, you know, through sound and the visual and connecting those two pieces together and telling stories in that way. So I've really been kind of insular in, you know, how I've been doing it in the past couple of years. I haven't been out, but I think I've grown a lot and I've learned a lot about what it is that I'm trying to do and what it is I'm trying to say. And so I am excited about this next step. And so this show is going to be kind of the first iteration after these 2 years. So
that's pretty
fun. But I'm trying not to put too much pressure on it.
No, it's just
but everybody needs to come.
and so that's great that you have that space and you have Jessica to support in that. I think that's a wonderful combination. And there'll also be there are refreshments and
so it's getting catered. I don't know how
Shawnee's catering it. I hope she doesn't mind. I'm Shawnee Langworthy, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
Her food is great. I hope she doesn't mind that I'm saying her name.
So get there early.
Right.
Limited quantity, limited space.
Right. And there'll be a chance for people to you know, and I think the one thing I want to say, because people sometimes hear the word gallery and they think, oh, it's just for looking. But gallery is not just for looking. There's
art for sale.
Are everything mm-hmm. you can, mm-hmm. And tell us, you know, the range. It's not intimidating,
no.
right?
No, mm-hmm. I let the artists set their prices, and we're a commission based gallery, and I try to keep my commission low because I want the artist to benefit as much as possible. I just want to cover the bills, and then I have my jewelry for sale, which is where I try to make my living. And mm-hmm. So I have a pretty broad range. I mean, we've got, you know, like small items that, you know, are very easy to take, and then I've got pieces that are collector's pieces, more expensive pieces. But yeah, I run the whole range. So and hopefully that, something for everyone.
And that's something I think I love what you're trying to do with the idea of, you know, kind of making a gallery space a little bit of a different, and, you know, not necessarily just a, like, I think intimidating, is that the word you used mm-hmm. at the beginning? That, you know, it is about connecting with the art. You don't have, you know, being inspired, just taking a look at what's available.
Oh, and I should say the artists, hopefully I'll have quite a few of the artists there. So you can meet them and talk about the work with them as well.
And so that's another wonderful benefit. So yeah. This should get on your calendar, folks.
Absolutely.
September 14th, which is, you know, hard to believe that we're already mid-September, but it does it. It's here, and I know it's a busy weekend, but this would be a great event to do. It's only one night.
One night, yeah.
Next Friday, February. Oh, my goodness.
I saw
14, and for some reason, my brain.
That's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not.
September 14th.
A week from today.
Which is going to be a great celebration. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you so much.
I think the greatest thing for me is to be able to see all your journeys and share with you and share with our listeners all the things that are developing in your life. And you're going to be this weekend, Jessica. I think we should mention where you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to be down at the Riverwalk Art.
Riverfront Fine Arts Festival.
Yes.
RFAF.
RFAF.
Which is fabulous. That's something I'll talk about at the end of the show, give you some more of those details. And I just, you know, again, that's kind of a gem of DJJD days. It's right behind all Division Street down by the river. It's a beautiful space, beautiful time to walk.
This will be my first outdoor show too, so come and support me.
Oh, it should be a beautiful weekend.
Yes, I'm excited.
And so if you have questions about the gallery or the opening, you can definitely visit. Do you know your booth number?
I think I'm 16.
Okay.
So
folks can find you. Otherwise, they'll have maps to direct people to wherever needs to go.
And I'll have the creepy mannequin in my booth, so that'll be really funny.
Something to look forward to. Well, thank you, Meredith, for sharing your music with us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And Jessica, thank you for sharing the details of this gallery opening. I wish you both continued success. It's just a thrill to share your stories.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, I am going to talk about a CD launch that is coming up. I'm very excited about this. Dave Hagedorn and Dan Cavanaugh have an opening on Thursday, September 13th at 7:30. That's at Imminent Brewing in Northfield. And so you should come downtown and listen to their music, and they have all kinds of arrangements, music. I'm going to play a piece called Maple Leaf from Scott Joplin. They've got some Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller, Hurt by Trent Reznor, and just some other titles I think interesting on this album, Free Improvisation 1, 2, 3, and 4. So those are surprises. You'll hear some of that. They're playing two sets, one at 7:30 and one at 9, again on Thursday the 13th at Imminent Brewing, another great community story, and Maria's Taco Hut is going to be there. So a really good night. So I'm going to play some of their songs. We're going to switch out the studio, and we'll be right back on Art Zany Radio. Thank you. Folks, that's a taste of Dan Kavanaugh and Dave Hagedorn. Their new CD is called 20 Years, and so I hope that you can join them for that celebration on Thursday. This is the launch of this brand new CD. That's Thursday the 13th at 7:30 at Imminent Brewing in downtown Northfield. So I thank them for sending that to me, and I'm excited to see what else is on the CD. So you'll go listen to that beautiful celebration of their music. And now we're moving on to the second half of the show, and I'm really pleased to be able to welcome my next guest, Sue Hames Knopf. How close am I, Sue?
Very good, Paula.
Okay, I tried, and it's, you have a tough name, and I think that's why a lot of people do go by Sue HK.
Yes.
Which I think works out.
Yes.
And I am so excited that you're here. The Lakeville Art Festival is happening on Saturday, September 15th and Sunday, September 16th. And that is from 10 to 5 both days.
Yes.
And you have been a part of the Lakeville Art Festival how many years now?
Well, I want to say about 10.
Yeah, they're celebrating 15 years, and it feels like to me that you've been there every year or so. 10 years is...
I think about 10, yes.
And so I'm so excited. I want to thank Sarah Stowell for reminding me that this art festival is happening and helping connect us so that you could be a part of the show today and so that we can, you know, share the story of this, you know, gem of an art fair in downtown Lakeville at the Lakeville Area Arts Center, which is really, really close to downtown. They do a really brilliant job with signage, so it's easy to find downtown Lakeville. It takes about 15 minutes to get there from here, and it's a beautiful, beautiful weekend that we want to celebrate. And what keeps you coming back to that particular art festival?
Well, the time of year is fabulous. September shows, outdoor shows are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it is 15 miles away is also great for me. I tend to travel all over the nation to do shows. This July, I was in Denver, Colorado, doing a show. In October, I go to Alabama to do a great show called Kentuck.
Mm.
And so I travel long distances. I do a series of great shows in Florida in the winter. So I'm used to long distance traveling. And what I like about Lakeville is it's 15 miles away on beautiful country roads mm-hmm. in southern Minnesota.
It is beautiful. And for folks that don't know Sue's work, you can look at the website fullbloombeads.com. You create whimsical, bold, beaded jewelry. And I have to, you know, if anyone hasn't seen your work, color is one of the first things that comes to mind. And I wish the radio could be in color today to see how colorful you are. And that's reflected in your work. Tell us about what are some of the things that you're working on that people might see if they come visit you up at the Lakeville Art Festival.
Well, I hope people can make it to the festival. It's great. It's located on beautiful grounds around the Arts Center. It's about the right number of booths to see, maybe 80 mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think she said 90 is one. So that's good. They've added a few, but yes. It's still a manageable
yes.
festival.
And at my booth, you will see some new work I've been working on, which is variations of a woven shape. And right now I'm doing these wing shapes that are hand woven with tiny glass beads. And I use a filament fishing line for the connecting threads.
Mm-hmm.
And the earrings are, they're wonderful. And they are named wings by the shape of the woven shape. And so a visitor to my booth will see lots of new wings in all colors and sizes. So come on over and find your wings.
Oh, I love that phrase. Yes. And the piece that you have on the website for the Lakeville Arts Festival, which I should make sure people know, is lakevilleartfestival.org. So you can click on that and get they have images of all of the artist's work. Is this incredible three-dimensional stars that you've beaded in a necklace where there are, I guess I forgot to count how many, like 8 or 10?
I think there's maybe 20 shapes.
Oh my gosh.
That necklace.
It is exquisite.
Thank you.
And it is just, for me to get my head around the way that you create that piece, I'd love for you to share a little of how you make those shapes and, you know, plan out your beading. You're using these itty bitty beads and
tiny glass beads I use. I favor a Delica type bead. It stacks really great for weaving. And what weaving is about really is precise repetition. And that necklace really does demonstrate precise repetition. And in design, that is effective. People respond to it. The other element people respond to about my work is the organic texture of it. And that is happens because of the materials, basically, and the precise repetition. And the necklace on the website or on the brochure for Lakeville Arts Festival is a great example of repetition of a woven shape.
Right. And I think it's just even amazing how you can get the three-dimensional piece of that with the beads, and it's just such precision work. And I think that's what people, you know, need to recognize is the high quality and the time and the passion it takes to see that project through.
Yes, yes. And the audience at Lakeville, I do have an audience that appreciates my work, which is fun for me to take it out on a beautiful weekend and talk to some art enthusiasts about art jewelry. And it's super fun.
Yeah.
And there are, I'm happy to say, I have some collectors who come see me each year in Lakeville.
How exciting.
Yes. Yes.
Well, as you mentioned, too, you don't do a lot of shows that are local. So this is one of the few that you do. And that gives people an opportunity to see, you know, because you're traveling the country, as you mentioned. And they have amazing artists at many of these festivals. And if, you know, folks haven't been to an art festival, this is the season of it. And it's a great opportunity to just, you know, start thinking about, adding some handmade, some well-crafted, beautiful pieces to your world, it makes a big difference, and that's what I love. And we should tell you that this is the Lakeville Art Festival, the Saturday, September 15th, and Sunday, the 16th, from 10 to 5, both days. The Lakeville Art Center is at 20965 Holyoke, that's Holyoke Avenue in Lakeville, and the website is lakevilleartfestival.org. There are 90 juried artists, and band, including three emerging artists, which is a nice feature that they do, is they give an opportunity for someone who has never shown their work to be a part of this glorious festival. And I think what I notice, at least from my perspective as a visitor, is there's some mentoring that goes on. There's a lot of encouragement, some support, ideas about how to display, maybe suggestions. I don't know how detailed they get into about pricing, but just, you know, comparisons and opportunities for them to meet other artists and see, was this something I might imagine myself doing? And how was my work received? And it's extraordinary. And that's a really nice part of it. There's musicians, food. They have a little parking lot with a food court, maybe. I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah.
all kinds of varieties of food. They even have some craft beer and wine. They have a community art project, which I think is a lovely thing that every year you get to go and put your little mark, maybe a couple strokes of the brush or a few, you know, pieces to the puzzle of the community artwork that then is displayed and you can come back later and look at. I love that part. So it's just a really beautiful festival, and you have been a part of it, as you mentioned, for 10 years. What is your perspective? Because I see it through the eyes of a visitor and a, you know, an art appreciator. From your eyes, since you travel so many of these festivals, what is your perspective on the Lakeville Art Festival and the art scene in this community?
Well, I think the art scene is very vibrant, alive, and accessible.
Oh, what a good word. Yes. Tell us more about what that means to you.
Well, in Northfield, for example, there are many artists, not only visual artists, but many musicians and writers and dancers and theater arts. There's a great explosion of opportunities here mm-hmm. in Northfield. In Lakeville, I know that Rhonda Berg, I think it was, who had a passion about developing an art fair in Lakeville. And she actually invited me to participate and apply over years. And there was conflict with my schedule, so I couldn't. But when the dates change at Lakeville, my opening was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say yes to Rhonda. And she really had a passion for the possibilities of Lakeville having a high-quality art festival with all the elements we talked about, which is good artists mm-hmm. who are practice and are focus on their works. The grounds are beautiful, so it's a beautiful place for people to go to.
Right.
The community art piece is wonderful.
Yeah, there have been paintings. There was a, was it last year that there was like a moose or I can't remember which years now. My mind mixes them up and I don't know what they're doing this year, but it's, you know,
either.
A fun thing to go and explore and to be a part of. They have great volunteers that are all around helping everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think we're really lucky to be able to have that in our community, you know, here and there, and maybe because if you don't travel around or if you don't know anywhere else, that doesn't happen everywhere, that there's so many beautiful art festivals and so much high quality art,
and people really like to find something great.
Mm.
That's what I observe. And I encourage in my booth, when people come in to see my work, I point out that we all are interested to see something great and maybe purchase it.
Right. And I think that's something that I've found, you know, you can come and visit the artist. Mm-hmm. You can look and just visit. But sometimes there'll be a piece that will speak to you. And, you know, then that's when you want to bring that home and share that. And knowing the artist means that every time I put on my Sue H.K. earrings, I can think about you and your creating and the story and the, you know, the way that we shared our experiences. And that makes it even more special. It's phenomenal. And I think it was a couple years ago when I told for my birthday that that's what I wanted. And then I bought one.
Yes.
And then my mom came and right. She bought one. And I didn't know she'd done that.
So. I met your mom at the Lakeville Art Festival,
that's
actually.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. She came in and bought you some earrings.
I know. So I was. That was a doubly blessed year to be able to have a couple of your pieces of pieces of art. Really, I mean, they are. You know, talk about the different styles of earrings that you have, and there are not just beading on them, but you really think through the color of the wires, the design, the little baubles that brighten it up. Tell us about when people come, what sorts of styles you'll have available for folks.
I will have earrings.
And you talked about those new winged earrings.
Yes, and some assembled mixed media pieces with glass, wire, stones. And I will have some great new necklaces, really fabulous pieces coming that I will show. Bracelets and a few rings.
And what are some of the techniques that that people will see with the beading that maybe they want to come and ask you about? You know, maybe they've just taken up the hobby or, you know, practiced stringing their first necklace or, you know, a few, and then they can come see what you've learned for how many decades you've been doing.
Yes, many people come to art fairs to be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcome everyone to see what can be done with the depth of experience with bead weaving and jewelry making, designs, wearability, strength. And I welcome everyone to come by.
Yeah, we should ask, and you know, when you say weaving, I'm wondering what kind of, could you describe the, you know, it's not like a loom, or is it like a loom? It's not.
I use a freehand weaving technique with needle, a very fine needle, and the silamide, or actually right now I'm using a filament line for thread for the connecting, and weaving is about connecting in my case tiny glass beads. It's taking a loose piece and building a fabric.
Sculpture. It's design. It's there's so much intricacy that goes with it that I'm always just in awe just to be able to see what you've put out and where your imagination has gone.
Thank you.
Every year there's something new that you're experiencing and you know, showing.
Yes. And on another note, many women love to see great things and objects. And we are drawn to jewelry and fiber. And this is a great combination to inspire women who love arts.
What a perfect way to conclude. I think I'm really excited to see what you have and to enjoy all that the Lakeville Art Festival has. Again, it's September 15th and 16th, which is right around the corner, next weekend.
Yeah.
It's exciting. From 10 to 5. And, LakevilleArtFestival.org will give you all the details. You can take a sneak peek at the vendors, plan your who you definitely want to visit, look for some new inspirations. I think every year I've found artists that I want to, come back and visit. And I want to give a special shout out to Patty Berg, with a hat maker who's there. And she's an extraordinary artist. And there are many, many more, but she's one of my favorites that over the years I...
Mine too.
She's the only one the only place I get to see her is that festival. So
good.
A lot of ways to discover something that'll inspire you. And I'm certain there'll be something there. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
It's Sue Hamas Knopf.
Yes.
I didn't quite get that A right, did I?
Well, Hamas.
Hamas. The E is what I'm goofing up. Hamas Knopf. Okay.
It's a Wisconsin name.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. That's why I'm having trouble. Oh, thank you.
Sue, thank you, Paula.
You're welcome. Folks, this is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, and I'm just thrilled to be able to have you join me. One of the festivals that's happening this weekend is a Riverfront Fine Arts Festival, and that is as a part of the Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration. It is September 8th and 9th from 10 to 5 both days. It's right behind Division Street along the river, both sides of the river. I want to give a special shout out to the chainsaw sculpture demonstrations that will be happening with Curtis Ingolstad, who is from noon and 2 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. He's of Big Wood Sculpture. He joined me last weekend to share his story. Fascinating, incredible, just amazing artist that you will be in awe of what he can do. So come down for that. There's also drawings on Sunday to win free art. So you can enter your name in the drawing and receive a $50 gift certificate for art. So that's at 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30 on September 9th. You do need to be present to win. So a good reason to come down on Sunday. And just a great 65 fine artists and craftspeople will be selling their work, all kinds of venues. So I hope you'll check that out. And I also want to send a shout out to KYMN. It is 50 years of local radio here on KYMN, and it is something that I think is only in Northfield, and it really is an incredible place. I appreciate that you listen. Tell your friends so they can find some time to enjoy their imagination too. And so we'll add some Art Zany to your life this week, and we'll see you next week.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Buffalo Rotisserie Style Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Crusaders of flavor! Ahead lies the bold and spicy Buffalo Rotisserie Style Chicken Signature Wrap. There may come a day when you wish for bland flavor, but it is not this day! This day, we feast! Go forth to Subway and make it what you want!
Limited time at participating shops!
The Defeat of Jesse James Day's PRCA Rodeo stampedes into Northfield with three big shows September 7th and 8th, 8 o'clock Friday night, and 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Saturday. See all of your favorite rodeo events along with mutton busting and a boot scramble for the kids. Great rodeo action, livestock from Sutton Rodeo. Great rodeo acts including trick rider Cora Courteau and barrelman Alan Dressel. There won't be a bad seat in the house. All tickets are general admission. Advance tickets are available now from Ziggy's, Doc Mofort, and Family Fair. Join Sutton Rodeo for Defeat of Jesse James Day's PRCA Rodeos, September 7th and 8th in Northfield.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, The volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
95.1, The One.